Today's expert interview about the commodity markets is about gold. We talked to Brian Martin from Oceana Gold about the current developments, about how a mining company behaves and faces challenges over time. Stay tuned. Dear Brian, very nice to have you with us here in Zurich in our office. Your company, Oceana Gold, is a member of the World Gold Council. And a couple of days ago, the latest gold demand trend report was published. In the report, it was mentioned that the gold demand has increased slightly on a year-to-year basis compared to the first quarter of 2022. Would you like to give us some rough overview about the gold demand and supply situation and what changed? Yeah,
thank you, George. Pleasure to be here. I mean, on the outlook for the gold price, you know, we think it's pretty positive. We're obviously in the gold mining business, so we have a vested interest. But, you know, increased central bank demand has really led to some of the outperformance. Increased investment demand has also been a key driver. But we think the longer term outlook for the gold price, especially in light of the inflationary environment and the sort of the ending of the rate hiking cycle, is positive for the gold price going forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, the report also mentioned that the gold price remained on a high level during that time. And of course, due to the global economic uncertainties, you mentioned already the high inflation rates. These high inflation rates, do they impact your business much? For example, your margins and stuff like that?
Yeah, no, they definitely do. And last year, you know, we saw the impacts of inflation felt through the business, predominantly in the second half of the year. It's largely commodity price driven. I mean, oil is a key input driver, as well as some other energy commodities that we use in our business today. But we have ways to combat that, right? I mean, we have a geographically diverse portfolio of assets across the globe. So we have a gold mine in the U.S., another one in the Philippines, and two in New Zealand. We actually have an expanding margin profile over the next 2 years with an expansion at one of our mines in the United States. And then we have some strong programs internally looking at reducing costs across the business, asset management, procurement being some of the larger ones. So we think we have a good growth profile and an expanding margin profile over the next 2 years that should help us combat that high inflationary environment. And we are seeing some easing on that, if not flatlining on our cost inputs today.
Okay. Yeah, very interesting. Yeah. So now the question about how a mining company is acting over time or how it's facing global economic issues and bad influences. You already mentioned the geographical diversification in the portfolio. Are there other things which a mining company is maybe good in when they do it just right from the start on? Are there more things which you can diversify on?
There's always the acquisition of new assets that you can do as well. But I mean, our focus is really internally. We've got a gold mine in the United States with a large growth profile ahead of it. It's essentially expanding into a higher grade area of the ore body, which should lead to just increased margins. And that really, we think, insulates us from, you know, more of the impacts from the inflationary environment. In terms of other levers you can pull, obviously higher gold prices always help our business.
Sure.
And arguably the... the gold price today at sort of close to all-time highs generates good margin profile for the business, and we think is a good outcome for our shareholders.
Okay, yeah, this maybe leads me just directly to the next question, and it's always a very interesting question, of course, for our audience. Do you have a certain idea, or can you give us your thoughts about the development of the gold price and maybe also the copper price, that it is a side product of your mining company? Do we have a kind of outlook for 2023 and 2024?
Yeah, I mean, good question. If I knew the answer concretely, then I probably wouldn't be standing here today. But ultimately, we think the longer term outlook for both commodities is positive. It is a cyclical business, so there's periods of metal price strength and metal price weakness. As I think I mentioned earlier, I mean, with the rate hiking cycle nearing the end of its, which is generally, I would say, negatively correlated to gold, so nearing the end of its cycle, and inflation still remaining high, that generally bodes well, especially for the gold price. on the copper side, you've seen a lot much more demand coming out of China in sort of the post-COVID era there, mm-hmm. Which has led to, you know, I'd say an uptick in the copper price as well. So yeah, we think both commodities have a relatively bullish outlook here and are excited about the prospects of the business as well.
Okay. Yeah. Very nice. Thanks a lot for these insights, and I wish you much success with your business all over the world. Yeah. And yeah, dear viewers, thanks for watching, and please stay tuned on BX Swiss TV and also on bxplus.ch for further information. And thanks for watching, and goodbye.